This paper has been slightly modified to optimize your listening experience. We have included only a brief description of the figures and tables and removed all references, citations, data in parentheses, appendices, acknowledgments, footnotes, and endnotes. The full text is available in HTML, PDF, and EPUB formats at www.erodl.org. June 2012. International Review of Research in Open and Distance Learning. The title of this article is, Mapping the Interplay Between Open Distance Learning and Internationalization Principles. The author is Pumela Maswelly, University of South Africa. Abstract. Open distance learning is viewed as a system of learning that blends student support, curriculum and instruction design, flexibility of learning provision, removal of barriers to access, credit of prior learning and other academic activities such as program delivery and assessment for the purpose of meeting the diverse needs of students. Internationalization, on the other hand, is viewed as a process that blends intercultural international dimensions into different academic activities, such as teaching, learning and research, into the purpose and functions of higher education. The common feature in the narratives that define open distance learning and internationalization is the blending of university services to achieve specific outcomes. This blending feature has instigated an inquiry into identifying the interplay between the two concepts in as far as how the concepts are defined and what their goals and rationale are in the context of higher education institutions. While there are a breadth and variety of interpretations of the two concepts, there are differences and common features. The purpose of such an analysis is to open a new window through which institutions of higher learning can be viewed. Introduction. Both open distance learning, ODL, and internationalization of higher education convey a variety of understandings, interpretations, and applications. For example, ODL is viewed as a system of meeting multiple and diverse learning needs of students through course design, and administrative processes and learner support. Another view that is more nuanced towards promoting flexibility in learning provision is propounded by a number of scholars such as Bramo and Sinikis, Liu and Wilson. There is also a view of ODL that emphasizes acquiring, creating and sharing knowledge by interacting asynchronously or synchronously without the constraints of space and time. While these views are not necessarily mutually exclusive, they portray a system of learning that weaves together student support, curriculum and instructional design and other academic activities such as program delivery and assessment for the purpose of meeting the diverse needs of students. It is not only the variety of interpretations that lend ODL comparable to internationalization, but it is also the interplay between the meaning and definitions of these concepts, especially the blending or integrative characteristics of certain features of these concepts. For instance, a view of internationalization as a process of integrating an international dimension into the research, teaching and services function of higher education, as propounded by Knight, depicts the blending feature in the process of internationalization that is similar to one of the key features of ODL. Internationalization literature also presents divergent views about the dimensionality of the construct. For example, Cross, Coates and James see internationalization as a five-dimensional concept including, 1. Teaching and curriculum issues, 2. Faculty, 3. Research, 4. Student issues, and, 5. Strategy. Whereas Elkin, Farnsworth and Templer present a nine-dimensional measure of internationalization in their study that explores the relationship between strategy and the extent of externalization. These include, 1. Undergraduate international students, 2. Postgraduate international students, 3. Student exchange programs, 4. Staff exchange programs, 5. Staff interaction in international contexts at international conferences, 6. Internationally focused programs of study, 7. International research collaboration, 8. Support for international students, and 9. International institutional links. The integrative feature of the concepts of internationalization and ODL has raised the question of how the two concepts converge in a manner that enhances the outputs and outcomes of higher education. The purpose of this article is to map out the interplay between these two concepts, with a special focus on how the concepts are defined, as well as on the goals and rationale of the two concepts. Shedding light on the interconnectedness of the concepts is likely to strengthen the ability of higher education institutions to design offerings and systems that are more customer-focused. This discourse is organized into four parts. The first part paints in broad brushstrokes the context of ODL and internationalization in South Africa. The second part of the paper is an explication of the meaning and definition of the two concepts. The third part looks into the rationale and goals of the two concepts, then maps out how the two concepts are related. This is followed by a discussion on implications for higher education institutions. Context. Globalization has posed many challenges to the South African economy. The 2008 global economic downturn, which was characterized by a fall in gross domestic product, GDP, and severe job losses, is a clarion call for higher education institutions to create new global competencies. The message is quite clear: those who are skilled will secure the benefits of the global economy and thrive in the 21st century. The pressure is mounting with the New Growth Path framework to seek ways of creating 5 million jobs by 2020. The compelling pressure from all angles has opened up a space in the higher education sector to interrogate the employability of graduates for the new economy. At the regional level, the Higher Education and Training Protocol for the Nations of Southern Africa calls for harmonization of the regional education systems and stresses maintenance of acceptable quality standards. The quality imperative is being driven at the national policy level, and it is at this level where strong messages are being sent for internationalization of education systems in the region. The Council on Higher Education entrenches the idea of increasing recruitment of students from the Southern African Development Community, SADC, as a process of internationalization. The outcome of attracting SADC students is not only to enrich the experience of South African students, but also to add to enrollment and graduation subsidies of host institutions. In a comprehensive study on internationalization in South Africa, McClellan argues for the importance of developing a broad framework for internationalization that clarifies the government's position on issues such as the role of South African higher education in guiding the internationalization process, student mobility and government policy on harmonization, the role of internationalization in regional and continental development, and the redress and equity in relation to internationalization. Notwithstanding the lack of a framework that clarifies the government's position, the CHE encourages South African institutions to engage with internationalization because the country enjoys a leading position in research output and the number of foreign students it attracts to its shores in comparison to other African countries. ODL is envisaged by the CHE to be the mechanism for opening access to people who would not have been able to study in face-to-face instructional situations or at a traditional institution. Out of the 23 public higher education institutions in South Africa, the highest proportion of enrollments, 37.6% in 2007, was in distance programs. The 2004 merger between the University of South Africa, Technikon SA, and the distance learning element of VISTA marked a significant development in distance and open education in South Africa. University of South Africa is the dominant player in the provision of distance education. Definitions: ODL versus internationalization. Defining ODL. As suggested by Hedenrick and Prinsley, there is no homogeneity in terms when it comes to describing ODL. Hedenrick and Prinsley point out that even though open distance learning is used interchangeably with distance learning, not all distance education institutions embrace ODL, but all ODL institutions offer distance education. The terms used to describe ODL have differed across geographical areas and institutions. The Commonwealth of Learning suggests that there is no single phrase that captures the essence of ODL. The rather different approaches and different terms that can be used to describe the concept may include learner-centered education, open learning, open access, flexible learning, and distributed learning. To elucidate the point about the variance of distance education, the Commonwealth of Learning maps out four scenarios for ODL and points out that most ODL institutions use a combination of the four scenarios. Scenario 1, same time, same place, classroom teaching, face-to-face tutorials, seminars, workshops, and residential schools. Scenario 2, same time, different place, audio conferences and video conferences, television, one-way or two-way videos, etc. Scenario 3, different time, same place, learning resource centers which learners visit at their leisure. Scenario 4, different time, different place, home study, computer conferencing, tutorial support by email and fax communication. Table 1 presents a sample of ODL definitions. The definition offered by the CHE seems to be comprehensive enough to include key elements of distance learning featured in most ODL literature, namely, 1. Learner-centeredness. 2. Lifelong learning. 3. Flexibility. 4. Provision of learner support. And 5. Removal of barriers to access. What makes the definition particularly relevant for South Africa is an addition of the recognition of prior learning, RPL, element which espouses a more inclusive approach to education. The principle of learner-centeredness in the CHE definition of ODL takes into account that learners come from different socioeconomic backgrounds with different needs that should be catered for in an open distance learning system. A descriptive definition that portrays ODL from a European perspective was put forward by the Open and Distance Learning Quality Council of the European Association for Distance Learning as a form of learning that includes any provision in which a significant element of the management of the provision is at the discretion of the learner, supported and facilitated by the provider. This ranges from traditional correspondence courses, online learning centers and face-to-face provision where a significant element of flexibility, self-study, and learning support is integral to the provision. The definition is descriptive because it not only provides an explanation of ODL, but it also clarifies the application of the concept by describing the range of scenarios that providers can apply as an integral part of learning provision. As a matter of fact, the definition resonates with the four scenarios of ODL propounded by the Commonwealth of Learning. The definition also makes it clear that ODL is a learner-centered approach to learning that requires the provider to use all institutional resources to ensure that a diverse range of learners' needs are met. Table 1 provides a sample of ODL definitions. Please refer to a text version of this article to view the table. Defining internationalization. Table 2 presents sample definitions of internationalization in chronological order from 1977 to 2011. An analysis of internationalization definition suggests a convergence towards an idea that internationalization is a process. Johansson and Vohn's study has been cited as having shaped the conceptualization of internationalization as a process, even though the study did not deal with universities specifically. Johansson and Vohn define internationalization as a process of gradual acquisition, integration and use of knowledge about foreign markets and operations, and on the incrementally increasing commitments to foreign markets. The process approach that Johansson and Vohn propound views internationalization as an incrementally increasing commitment to foreign markets. What differentiates Johansson and Vohn's definition from other definitions is that they specify the domain of the internationalization process and posit a theory that explains how four specific variables, that is, market knowledge, commitment decisions, current activities and market commitment, interact to explain the internationalization process. Soderick-Vis definition of internationalization introduces a change process in the management of the internationalization project in higher education institutions, HEIs. The internationalization of a higher education institution is a change process from a national HEI into an international HEI, leading to the inclusion of an international dimension in all aspects of its holistic management in order to enhance the quality of teaching and research and to achieve the desired competencies. The change process is explained by a five-stage model that starts with the zero stage. According to Soderqvist, the zero stage is characterized by marginal internationalization activity. This stage is posited to be followed by the student mobility stage, then curriculum and research. Subsequent to that is the institutionalization of internationalization and commercialization of the outcomes of internationalization. Soderqvist's conceptualization of internationalization espouses Johansson and Vohn's model of incremental change, although nuanced towards enhancement of quality in teaching and research. Table 2 shows a sample of internationalization definitions. Please refer to a text version of this article to view the table. Aoubi and Massoud view internationalization as a process with three phases: 1. International Strategy Design Phase. 2. Implementation of the internationalization process. And 3. Evaluating the internationalization strategy. The authors proceed to measure some aspects of internationalization without providing conceptual definitions and details of how the items in the measures represent the domain of the constructs being measured. Knight presents a different internationalization process in her widely accepted definition of internationalization. She states that internationalization is the process of integrating an international dimension into the research, teaching and services function of higher education. Arguably, Knight's decision to include the international, intercultural or global dimensions in a modified definition of internationalization was influenced by the emergence of the Internationalization at Home project. Knight refers to the international, intercultural and global dimensions as the triad of the internationalization process. She defines internationalization as the process that involves integrating the triad into the purpose, functions or delivery of post-secondary education. In Europe, internationalization has become a strategic issue as pointed out by Crowther in this statement. Internationalization has become central to universities' mission, and the focus is on systemic internationalization more than on mobility. Literature shows that internationalization definitions have widened to include strategies on teaching and learning, quality assurance, governance, human resource development and resource mobilization. A number of internationalization definitions offered by different authors illustrate the fact that, similar to ODL, there is not a single definition of internationalization that satisfies all legitimate actions or applications of internationalization. Scheffler suggests that when there is a myriad of definitions offered in literature, it is better to adopt a definition that suits a particular context. Following that line of argument, the study adopts the following definition of internationalization. Internationalization is the extent to which an institution is strategically positioned to operate within an international and intercultural sphere through its academic activities. Goals and rationale, ODL versus internationalization. A careful look at the goals of ODL as depicted in Table 3 shows that ODL is a way of responding to a global environment characterized by significant political and socio-economic trends, as well as the technological advances. Undeniably, the most significant trend in the world is the rate of population growth. By 1960, the world population had reached 3 billion and almost doubled in 1974 with approximately 5.3 billion people. According to the United States Census Bureau, there are about 7.01 billion people in the world. The sharp rise in the number of people calls for more flexible ways of accessing education. As pointed out by Banafi, it is an old story to attribute changes just to technology and globalization. As environmental, socio-economic, legislative and ethical issues gain more prominence, the demands for governments to respond to the pressures of democratizing economic institutions have increased. The dynamics of the new world environment requires institutions to embrace not only new technologies, but new value systems in order to remain relevant and to survive in the global economic environment. Table 3 shows that ODL espouses the values of more autonomous ways of studying and working, accessible education for all and continuous professional development. Please refer to a text version of this article to view the table. Access to learning and the goal to meet the needs of learners are the two most prized goals of ODL. This is because ODL extends access to those who would have been excluded on the basis of physical distance, personal constraints, or because of full-time employment or family responsibilities. The goal of access is also identified as one of the key goals of the National Plan for Higher Education in South Africa. Linked to the goal of access is the requirement to provide educational opportunities to an expanding range of population irrespective of race, gender, age, creed or class or other forms of discrimination. ODL has been recognized by a number of scholars as an effective way of increasing equity in education access. It is a widely accepted view amongst internationalization scholars that there are four broad categories of rationale for internationalization of higher education. However, the predominance of any one category may vary from country to country. 1. Economic rationale, which includes economic growth, national education demand, competitiveness, the labor market, human capital and financial incentives, is one category. Economic growth in most cases sets the scene in how other economic variables play out. Those who are hardest hit by the recession are usually the majority of citizens who have the greatest need to acquire critical skills to participate in the global economy. Income to fund higher education has become one of the key drivers of internationalization, because institutions can no longer rely on fee income from local students. The declining state budgets to finance higher education have forced institutions to look into international students' fees as a lucrative option to increase revenue. Many countries require international students to pay significantly more than local students for higher education. All these factors, including mobility of the labor market and commodification of education, make a strong case for internationalization. 2. Academic rationale, which includes international ranking and international research collaboration, is one factor that drives internationalization. It is inconceivable to offer education that meets the needs of the globalized labor market without attracting students and academics from the international pool. International research collaboration, which could be considered one of the key drivers of internationalization, ensures that institutions allocate resources for international activities such as student and staff exchanges and collaborative projects that support international research. International collaborations and partnerships require universities to prepare for international requirements in its offerings, and in its teaching, learning and administrative processes. As pointed out by Wachter, an internationalized institution that seeks to prepare graduates to perform successfully in an international arena will be characterized by a multiplicity of cultural styles, with concomitant demands on teaching and learning strategies employed in a physical or virtual teaching environment. The academic rationale for internationalization is also connected to the international standing of an institution. As such, most universities place a greater emphasis on developing the image of their institutions to make them attractive to the international market. 3. Social and cultural rationale, as pointed out by DeWitt, has much to do with the role universities play in promoting intercultural competence and social cohesion. Intercultural competence, or in other words, the ability to work effectively within various cultures, can be enhanced when academic units and faculties infuse intercultural dimensions in teaching, learning, research and community outreach activities. Political rationale relevant to internationalization of higher education institutions includes foreign policy as well as regional and international trade agreements that promote interregional cooperation. For example, international trade policies, notably the General Agreement on Trade in Services, GATS, have fueled fierce debates about the sustainability of universities in their domestic countries. The GATS sets general rules and national schedules which list individual countries' commitments to access to their domestic markets by foreign suppliers. As a result, universities all over the world are showing increasing interest in the potential for exporting education for economic benefit. Similar to internationalization, ODL is driven by economic, social, cultural and academic values. However, ODL has a bigger range of goals as illustrated in Figure 1. Please refer to a text version of this article to view the figure. As Figure 1 shows, and as depicted by the definitions provided earlier, ODL is a system with multiple interrelated processes. Internationalization is one such process in the dynamic ODL system. The metaphoric view of ODL as a system and internationalization as a process provides an indication of how these concepts are related. The word system in the definition of ODL suggests that there are different components or variables that have to work together to achieve the goal of a system. On the other hand, the word process suggests a flow of activities in a sequence that could either be linear or dynamic. Hoyle provides a helpful framework explaining the distinction between system and process. He suggests that a process is ordinarily static and it delivers tangible outputs, whereas a system is dynamic and produces outcomes, level of performance, that might be associated with a process or output. Figure 2 depicts a typical ODL system with different components as well as some of the desired outcomes of an ODL system. Please refer to a text version of this article to view the figure. As depicted in Figure 2, the ODL system is centered on meeting the needs of learners and the target market as would be identified in the strategic plan of an ODL institution. The illustration also shows that training and development is an integral part of the different components of the ODL system. The system is characterized by a continuous evaluation process that should inform strategy review processes. Figure 3 depicts the different activities of the internationalization process and some of the desired outputs of internationalization. Please refer to a text version of this article to view the figure. As Figure 3 shows, the key outputs derived from the internationalization process include an internationalized strategy and curriculum, staff and student exchange, partnerships and research collaborations. This paper posits that to fully realize the benefits of an ODL system, each component of the ODL system must be internationalized. Figure 4 shows that each component of the ODL system can and should be internationalized to derive the full outcomes of ODL, which include an expanded and equitable access to education and training and increased student outputs. Please refer to a text version of this article to view the figure. Implications for higher education institutions. There are two significant contributions to knowledge that this study makes. Firstly, this study provides an exposition of how the rationale and goals of ODL converge with those of internationalization. For example, in a higher education institution that embraces the ODL system, the ODL strategy of the institution shapes the different components and processes within the system and the manner in which resources are allocated. In such a scenario, senior management works with different functions throughout the institution in the development of corresponding operational plans that deal with instructional material design, teaching, and learning strategy. Such strategies are informed by the learner needs and the outcomes that the institution seeks to achieve. This study suggests that the entire ODL system is dynamic rather than linear and is continuously informed by research and innovation. The second contribution that this study makes is in showing that internationalization is a process embedded in each component of the ODL system. The manner in which internationalization is linked to ODL, as illustrated in Figure 4, suggests that internationalization is as dynamic as ODL. As Figure 4 shows, there are internationalization dimensions in each component of the ODL system. This study puts forward an argument that for an ODL institution to derive the fullest benefit of resources deployed to implement ODL, it has to be perfectly internationalized at all levels. Arguably, all higher education institutions, whether they embrace distance learning or open distance learning, are national institutions operating in international spaces locally, regionally, and abroad. As such, internationalization has to feature at the very least in the teaching, learning and research processes of all higher learning institutions. Expanding on the same logic, an ODL institution that seeks to increase equitable access and to increase graduation rates of students who have relevant skills for the globalized world would want to ensure that all elements of the ODL system are internationalized. Further research is needed, firstly, to look into the factors that explain each of the five components of the ODL system as delineated in Figure 2, and secondly, to test the empirical validity of the proposition that a combination of internationalization dimensions with components of ODL is likely to yield better outcomes in terms of equitable access, increased participation rates of students from designated groups, increased student outputs and increased graduate outputs at master's and doctoral levels. Although it is apparent that the distinction between ODL and internationalization is somewhat diffused with respect to economic, social and cultural rationales, it is critical to understand the process of internationalization as it affects ODL institutions in South Africa. In South Africa, the higher education sector is still engaged in debates on how to internationalize while simultaneously dealing with local, regional and global environmental factors shaping higher education. An opportunity exists for further research to explore the levels of internationalization and how internationalization is linked to the strategic focus of ODL institutions in South Africa. This is the end of the article, Mapping the Interplay Between Open Distance Learning and Internationalization Principles. The text format is available on the EROTL website, www.erotl.org. Goodbye.